The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him and reflect about Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the lengthy tradition, lengthy in explanation. It's not really lengthy in words as such, but it's the advice that the Prophet gave to our first Imam, alayhim as-salam. Here the Prophet says to Imam alayhi salam, wa alayka bi tilawatil Quran ala kulli halin. And it is upon you, and I advise you to accustom yourself to reciting the Quran at all times, fi kulli hal. You know, the Quran is a blessing that we accept, is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way, I think one of the most important ways of having proficiency with the Quran is to read the Quran frequently. You know, the reason why we stumble with the Quran is because we don't read it as often as we should. You can't read the Quran once a month or once a week and say that, oh, my Quran will pick up. No, read it every day. Read it every day, and inshallah what you will find is that you will pick up in your flow automatically, but recite with an audio. Right? This is something we do for our children. You know, our children sometimes they're good at memorizing, alhamdulillah. But if you memorize something the incorrect way, you will forever recite it the incorrect way because you have not heard it. So hear a recital alongside with it. The way you improve your recital is to hear a recital. And get a teacher if you have to, right? And then these are things that we can do. Now this is just for the external... This is just from the external nature of the Quran. But there is a depth to the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, right? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ عَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. He says that, do they not reflect, do tadabbur upon the Holy Quran, or are there locks upon their hearts? Right? Yani, my heart cannot perceive and understand and reflect on what is being said. This is now that secondary stage. We have to have that external nature of it, but then there is an internal nature where we understand what is being said. Tadabbur, you know, I think this verse tells us the importance of reflecting, but I think we misunderstand what is expected, you know. When we are told to do tadabbur, we are not told to go and try to reflect upon the meaning of the Quran. Right? That's not our job. Our job is to take the meaning of the Quran from the teachers of the Holy Quran, who is Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala wa Ali Muhammad. And therefore, it's not our job to reflect on the meaning of the Quran. I want you to understand this. A lot of people are dozing off. Yeah? Masha jim ma jao doze karo ito. Yeah? You know, like the point is that it's not our job to reflect on the meaning of the Quran, okay? Our job is to take the meaning of the Quran, right? And then it's our job to reflect upon how to apply that into our lives. That is tadabbur. We want to kind of interpret the Quran. Look, God is saying this. Look, God is saying that. No, it's not our job to see what God is saying, right? There are teachers who have told us what God is saying, right? There are teachers who have been... who have described to us what God is saying. Now we take that and apply it based on our own circumstances in our lives. We all have different circumstances, you understand? And so it's not that we can all apply it the same exact way. Now we take the meaning and apply its message into our lives. And so that's the secondary responsibility that we all have. And this is extremely important, especially in the moments of our youth. You know, when you look at the traditions about the importance of this. We have a hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says, man qara'a al-Qur'an wa huwa shabun mu'minun ikhtalata al-Qur'an bi lahmihi wa damihi. That one who recites the Qur'an and is familiar with the Qur'an in their youth, the Qur'an mixes with their flesh and blood. Yeah? Subhanallah, it mixes with their flesh and blood. وَجَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مَعَ سَفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ. And Allah will make that person amongst the most majestic and most noble of people. وَكَانَ الْقُرْآنَ حَجِيزًا عَنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the Qur'an will come as bearing witness or support to that youth on the Day of Judgment. Yeah? And so yes, we should support our children in reciting the Qur'an. Absolutely. We need to encourage our kids to recite the Qur'an. We need to pay for our children to recite the Qur'an. You know, it's amazing how unwilling sometimes we are to pay for our children to learn the Qur'an. You know, like we expect this to be a free service. Yeah. But we will pay Kumon and everybody else, God knows how much money, for our kids to go learn mathematics and do learn about the Quran. No, no, it's free service. Nothing's free, Holmes. Yeah? Nothing's free. You have to pay for it, right? And the more proficient you want to be in the Quran, the more you will have to pay for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Pay for it. And it's something that we have to encourage. And especially we want to ensure that they not only are able to read the Qur'an, but they are able to understand and enjoy the Qur'an. Right? One of the good classes that was being done by the Academy of Learning Islam, it was being held here at one time as well. I forget the name of it, but basically they took surahs of the Qur'an, and they had a 5-week course on a short surah, but they brought the surah to life, right? They talked about crafts, they did crafts, but they talked about different meanings of the surahs. But these were things that we should all be doing. Like, this is what we try to do in the madrasa as well. When we talk about the different surahs, we can read all day, but let's bring the Quran to life, right? To show that this is really the guidance that is important for us, and participate with them. So, you know, it's one thing that I pay for my kid to go and learn Quran. But then if my kid never sees her father read the Qur'an, they will abandon the Qur'an sooner or later. You understand? Or their mother never reads the Qur'an, they will abandon the Qur'an sooner or later. But if it's something that we participate in continuously, then it will last. But again, what is important here is that this Qur'an and the teachings of the Qur'an need to mesh with our lifestyle. And this is what is meant by hifz. When we talk about being a hafiz of the Qur'an, the hafiz of the Qur'an is basically the protector of the Qur'an. Hafiz comes from the word hifz, means to protect, preserve. Today we call hafiz the memorizers because they have preserved the text. But a true hafiz of the Qur'an is one who lives the Qur'anic life. That means their lifestyle protects the message of the Qur'an, not just verbatim. Because anyone can be a parrot and memorize the Qur'an. It takes a skill, don't get me wrong, yeah? But if their lifestyle then is inconsistent with the Qur'an, then that becomes problematic as well. And so, this advice, as the Prophet had mentioned, is very important. The exact words that the Prophet said is, وَعَلَيْكَ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. We can talk about what is tilawa, right? Tilawatil al-Qur'an is to recite it, but recite it in a way where you flow with the Holy Qur'an. But we'll save that for some other time. He says, accustom yourself to reciting the Qur'an at all times. Not just in Ramadan, not just at weddings, not just at istikharas, but at all times reflect upon and recite upon the Holy Qur'an. And so as a very practical step, many of us have read the Qur'an cover to cover in Arabic. We've never understood what God has said. But have the goal of reading the whole Qur'an cover to cover in a language you actually understand. And if that is going to be your aim, then you will be very effective in trying to reflect on what God is saying. And then of course you come across a verse of interest. What I always do is I have a paper in my Qur'an. And when I come across a verse that I find interesting, I will jot that down. And then that's the verse I will go read tafsir on, right? And that's generally the verses I present to you after I have done tafsir. You don't have to read the tafsir of the whole Quran, it'd be nice. But start with at least a translation of the Quran, so that it's in a language you understand. And then pick the verses that you want to go and follow up on.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.